Your Oklahoma ties come in 1974, because I believe that's when you came to Tulsa.
Yes. I had played here many times in Tulsa. I was living back in Maryland and Virginia in that area. And every time we started a tour, it started in California and ended in the state of Washington. So I had to go from Maryland to California to start a tour and play out there for a week or two, then go all the way back to Maryland to end the tour. And Jim Halsey said, if you were to live somewhere in the Midwest with the same schedule that you have, you could have an additional 25-30 days a year at home. So it got me to thinking. And I've never been one to want to move. You know, I've got roots and all my family and friends are there. I got to looking around, never considered any place else except Tulsa. Through the years, I had played several times in Tulsa and made a lot of friends. A friend of mine who was also my attorney had a beautiful home here. He showed it to me and I said, boy, if I could find a home like this, I'd move here in a minute. He said, you would. So I'll keep an eye out. It wasn't 3 months later he called and said, I found your house. He found the house that we wound up buying. So we went to the Soviet Union in 1976. We took 2 years to redo the house. So when we come back, we have moved the furniture in to our home in Tulsa. So we left living in Maryland, wound up coming back and living in Oklahoma.
That was a very old home that you had purchased.
It was built in 1929 and finished in, I think, 1931 by an oil man, back when that's what they did to show off their success. And I've never been one to, oh, that big house, that's Roy's. My attraction was the beautiful workmanship, beautiful woodwork and the molding and stuff. You know, they just don't build them like that anymore.
We're in 2011, and you used to live in that house.
Yes. I have to. The house is so big, I'd have to get six houses to put all the stuff I'm accumulating.
This trip to the Soviet Union, that was a big event for you in your career, probably for the United States as well, because it opened up some relations, I believe, to the Soviet Union, your personality, and bringing country music. The Soviets were very interested.
A group came over to study our way of farming and machinery and all of that. Someone had interviewed them and asked them if there was anything that they didn't get a chance to see that they wanted to. One of them was Disneyland. The other was Las Vegas. So Jim Halsey and I got to think, what would happen if we were to invite them? They couldn't just go out. They had to have a reason and an invitation. It's very involved how that all went with the hotel and stuff. But we invited them to Las Vegas. We happened to be there. The hotel put them up in rooms. The gaming department gave them each $25 in chips to gamble with. We had a big luncheon, and they said, you'll have to come visit our country. So one thing led to another, and we went. We had 18 sold-out shows. When we left to come back, the State Department people took us to the airport and said, we've never witnessed anything like this. You have caused something that you will not know in your lifetime, what you've done. Because while you were still here in Pravda, you got the whole back page of the newspaper. They don't do that. If they mention you at all, they say, Americans come, they played, they left. With us, we got the whole back page. He said, you brought people together at your concerts that when we tried to make contact with them to go over official business, we could never get a hold of them. Now we have mingled with them at your concerts, and now they say, you call and we will meet Monday. Said, you'll never know in your lifetime.
Your humor, your sense of humor. I have interpreters then when you were speaking to them?
So yes,
I don't know if that worked for you.
They were very talented interpreters that could take all of my country slang and interpret it. So we got two laughs on every joke because the ones that spoke English would laugh at it because they understood it. The interpreter would interpret it to the ones that spoke Russian.
Didn't you take the Oak Ridge Boys with you?
Yes. In fact, we had worked together in Las Vegas. We left from Las Vegas going to the Soviet Union. Jim Halsey was also their manager. So we took a package over
that was so successful that you went back in
1988, which really turned out to be a blessing for all of us, that we could see the difference between 1976, when the Iron Curtain was there, and 1988, when it had been lifted. People were talking with each other. They didn't do that in 1976. You know, if you were American, you were danger. They had been told, stay away. Now they're wanting us to mingle with them. They could tell we were Americans, too, not just English or someone speaking an English language.
That would be a great thrill for you to know that your music was bringing countries together.
You know, they didn't understand all the lyrics and stuff, but they understood. I can see the expression on their faces now. They understood the feeling that you were projecting. You know, they knew yesterday when I was young.
What do you mean?
As we were doing these songs with nice messages and things, they understood, maybe not the language, but the feel of it. In fact, before we went in 1976, the Voice of America opened up, and the Soviets, for the first time, didn't garble the signal of the Voice of America. So that's how they knew we were coming.